Welcome into this week's Cornhusker Conversation. I'm Jessica Cootie, and joined this week by senior defensive lineman Jamari Butler. Jamari, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What a week last week. Let's go back, first of all, to the win over Colorado. How much fun was it to play in that atmosphere and for the defense to perform the way you guys did?
It was very fun. You know, that's probably the most fun I had here in a while. And for the defense, I mean, that's just what we do.
Yeah.
You know, that's the standard we play to, and we try to practice that way each day in, day out.
There's a picture floating around of a video, I think, of you getting to celebrate with your mom post-game. How yeah. special was that to get to share that with her?
That was probably one of the most special moments of my life, because my mom, she hasn't made a lot of games, and for her to be there in that moment at probably one of the most biggest games I'm going to play here, that was a surreal moment for me.
You know, for you guys to play the way you play, you talk about the standard. What's gone into that and understanding the standard and then making sure that you play up to that day in and day out, not just on Saturdays, but every single day?
I mean, you know, Coach Rule, he talks about the process, and I believe in the process, because whenever we do it and do things how he says it, it works. So, you know, we kind of just, in practice, no matter where the ball goes, like even if they throw it out of bounds, just try to get all 11 to the ball. You know, people punching at the ball and just running to the ball with bad intentions. That's how we look at it. And we have fun doing it. So, I mean, that's the standard we set for ourselves.
What I thought was great on Saturday after the game, you know, I talked to the defensive backs, and they were like, we got to give it up to the D-line. The D-line was like, oh, well, the guys on the back end played so well, and you guys were so complimentary of each other. How important is that to know, hey, it takes all of us. It takes every guy on the field to be able to have the performances that we want to have.
I mean, that's probably the biggest thing we talk about as a team, you know, complimentary football, because Brian punted the ball down to the one-yard line, but nobody talks about that.
Yeah.
Although Tommy did get the pick six, you can see John Bullock cut off Travis Hunter as he's trying to go inside. So it's just flowing through all phases of the game. And, you know, complimenting each other like that, I feel like it'd give us a boost of confidence, because we know behind us, okay, they're going to cover everybody. And then they know up front, we probably not going to have to cover for that long, because our D-line going to get us at.
Yeah, that's a great perspective. Also this past week, you were awarded the Brooke Behringer Scholarship, which means a lot to this program. When did you find out, and how special was that for you to get awarded that scholarship?
So I didn't know until they called my name. I kind of knew as he was giving the speech, though, because he just kept saying number one. Coach Brown, he just kept saying number one. So I'm like, nah, no way, I just won this. And then he called my name, and it was just a surreal moment, seeing where I came from, and, you know, being awarded that scholarship and knowing how much the Behringer family means to this stadium.
Yeah, you talk about the characteristics that they look for in the player each year, you just said how far you came to get there. What has gone into that to make you be that person that they wanted to award that scholarship for?
I feel like it was building confidence within myself, because my first 2 years here, I thought, like, nah, I don't belong. But over the course of me just working hard and, you know, just coming in and day out, I feel like it helped me build those characteristics.
You talked about number one, that single digit. I know that was important for you. So when they announced that you're one of those guys wearing a single digit, what did that mean to you?
It meant the world to me, because, you know, your teammates vote you. And for them to look at me like I'm one of the toughest on the team, and they look at me like I'm a leader, it meant a lot, because I know these guys trust me.
How have you grown in that regard to being a guy that is one of the leaders and one of the guys that they look to lead this football team?
I mean, just, I'm going to piggyback off last year again, even though I don't like talking about it. So we had that Sunday practice, and when I was speaking, just how everybody was looking at me, and they kind of, that's probably the thing that boosted me to speaking out more than most, because I know, like, I can say whatever, and they're going to listen to it.
Take us through that, just taking that on. Like, you know, why did you realize that was important for you to be that guy? What's that been like for you to be that guy?
I mean, it's scary, because, you know, I don't feel 100% every day. But I know, like, if I'm not feeling it today, somebody else is going to be feeling it. And, you know, just getting that juice from my guys. You know, I talk to them a lot, try to motivate everybody. Like, even as we're, like, running out there, like, we were just talking to each other, like, where's the affirmation? Like, let's go, let's do this. We finna get a stop. And, I mean, it just the guys around me is the reason why I am the way I am.
That's great. You had talked earlier about you believe in what Coach Rule does. There was a time when the coaching staff changed. You did go in the portal for a minute and then came back. Can you take us through that and why you decided that you wanted to be a part of what Coach Rule was establishing here?
So I remember like watching Coach Rule Baylor teams, and each year I kind of like watched them progress. So when he talked to me and I kind of heard it for myself, I was like, okay, he's not lying because he's did it before. Like, he's a winner. And, you know, this is where I came from out of high school, so I'm like, I want to win wherever I came from.
So how thankful are you now you made that decision?
Man, probably the best decision of my life.
That's great. You know, I remember talking to you at the end of last year, and it seemed like the game was really slowing down for you. You were really starting to see things differently. How different does it feel out there for you now, and what are you seeing out there that's allowing you to play at the level you're playing at?
I see more like tendencies and, you know, like formations, because they always say like it's a copycat league. So, you know, big plays that hit on us, I know for a fact we're going to see them again. So just catching on to those tendencies. And then like far as like certain players do certain things on certain plays, and they're not going to change up what they do. So just reading into the little things and the little cues has helped slow the game down for me a lot.
Was there a certain moment that you felt like, because you'd said earlier, you're like, I don't know if I belong here, but was there a certain moment where you're like, I do belong here, I am good at this football thing?
Yeah, it was when we was playing Illinois last year. And, you know, just seeing how we kept taking the field, and everybody was just matching each other intensity, and I'm like, nah, I'm not out here for no reason. Like, I definitely belong.
How different did it start to feel, too, for you out there just playing and playing free and playing loose and playing with that confidence?
I mean, it felt great because I know the guys around me, like, even if I am wrong, they're going to make it right. And I feel like that's the biggest part of our defense.
What people might not know about you either, though, is you're still pretty new to football, and you were very yeah. new to football when you got here. You were a basketball player. So tell us about that. And first of all, what do you love about basketball and why you thought initially basketball was for you?
So I'm a big Michael Jordan fan, and I always like was watching his highlight tapes. And I kind of wanted to take the NBA route, you know, but not unfortunately, but you know, that wasn't my route. I thought I was good, but I don't think I was that good.
But you know, when you initially gave up football, because you played it, right, a little bit. Why did you make that decision to give up football in the beginning?
So my high school, we wasn't good at first. So I was like, I just don't want to waste my time doing that. So I just played basketball instead, because we was a decent basketball team. You know, we went to regionals a lot. And I'll never forget my high school coach, Rico Jackson. I was in a workout class, but I was never going to it. Because I was a basketball player, I'm like, nah, I'm not lifting weights. I'm not lifting all that weight. So me and him, he pulled me in his office. He talked to me. He was like, the analogy he used kind of crazy, but it got me. So he was like, why would you take a class knowing that you don't want to lift? He was like, if me and you go to a store and I buy two steaks and I don't give you one, you're going to be mad, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be mad. I went to the store with you. It's like, so why not just come in and put in the work and like believe in me? And I just roll with them. I was like, let's do it.
Wow, that's awesome. So then take me through back the decision to go back to football and why that was a good decision for you then.
Because it was a lot of, you know, we had a new coaching staff in high school. So kind of the same thing that happened here was what happened to me in high school. And just they sat me down and showed me like their vision for me, saying I could play college football, being a DN, and I just went with it. I'm like, I don't got nothing else to do, let's do it.
What was it like when you got back out on the field for the first time? And how was it that whole year, I guess?
It was hard at first, because I went from playing inside air conditioned to being outside in the sun. So I know at first I was soft. I know I was soft at first. But just that whole year was different for me because I was new to like everything, like even going on like visits and stuff. Like I didn't know what to expect. You know, I would say I was kind of scared, but I wasn't at the same time. It was just different.
You know, that being said, how much did basketball translate for you and some of the skills that you are, that you bring to the football field. How much did that help? Did you feel like some of the things that were on the basketball court for you translated to football?
Yeah, probably the footwork the most. Because, like, even when I'm pass rushing, it's just like doing a basketball move. So I say the footwork for sure is the most that translated.
So you get to college then after playing just 1 year of high school football. What was the first full season of college football like for you?
Stressful. It was so stressful. It was stressful. And then, like, even, like, the weight sessions, like, I'm watching people bench 225 and I couldn't even bench like 185, so that it was stressful for sure.
You said earlier too, just, you know, when you doubted, what kept you believing, what kept you going when you thought, I don't know if I belong here?
Caleb Tanner and Garrett Nelson.
Really?
Yeah, they just kept talking to me. And then Coach Mike Dawson, he showed me like their film from their freshman years compared to like their junior years, and you just progressively see them like getting better. So, you know, those guys took me under their wing, and they just kept talking to me.
What were they saying to you?
Garrett was telling me, like, each game he'll tell me, like, your time gonna come, just stay with it. And then Caleb, he was like a big brother to me, so I was kind of, like, always around him, and I was just watching the things he do and seeing how he carry himself. And he used to tell me the same thing, like, just be ready when your number call.
Did you believe him?
I did.
You did?
I did, for sure.
So what would you say then to those guys that now look where you are, and there was a point where, you know, it was thanks to them that you kept going. What would you say to them?
I'm very thankful for them. They probably don't even know it. They meant, like, those words that they were saying to me meant a lot, and probably more than what they thought.
So being what they did for you, how important did you find for you to do that to some of the younger guys when they start coming in?
Man, that'd be the first thing I'd be telling them. Because, you know, as a young guy, like, you expect to play. Coming in, you expect to play. So I was telling them the easiest way to get on the field is like learn the playbook, because we've had freshmen play. Obviously, Cam Linhart, Prince Will, you know, they came in and played, but they knew the plays. And, you know, I was telling them, just make sure you know the plays, because your number gonna get called and you never know when.
How do you guys balance that with so many guys that are running in and out, and it seems like you guys are so happy for each other no matter who's making the play?
I mean, just, we love each other. You know, we spend a lot of time together off the field. I feel like that translates on the field, because if they make a mistake, I'm going to tell them. But if I make one, like, I'm going to hear back from them too. So,
what has Terrence Knighton helped you with most in your game?
Just being more violent, because I was kind of always chill. Like, I can't explain it, but I say, like, just being more violent every play, like, day in and day out. Like, even at the start of practice, he's telling me every play. And it just, keeping that in my mind kind of keeps my mentality going.
When you guys talk about being the most physical football team, how does that come to fruition? How do you guys get there? It's one thing to say it, but then it's another thing to do it. So is it a mentality thing? Is it a want-to thing? How do you become the most physical football team?
I mean, it's really both, you know. Because we do it in practice, and there be some days in practice, like, you don't be wanting to hit. But it's like, okay, if I don't feel like doing it, but he do, then I got to match him. So I feel like it's more a mentality thing, you know, and you don't want to look like the sore thumb sticking out, so.
When you guys talk about, you know, the 1 week at a time, one game at a time, it's, again, another thing that's easy to say, but it's another thing to buy into it. Why has that become such an important mentality for this team? It doesn't matter who we're playing, but we have to improve this week.
Because, I mean, we play a team, we look at them like nameless faces opponents. And what Coach Rule always says is, it's you versus you. When they turn on the tape, what they're going to see. So, really, you playing another team, but you're going against yourself. And that's how we look at it each week.
What has made you believe that this defense could be the best in the country, like that you guys can set the kind of goals that you guys have set? When did you see that, hey, we've got the pieces, we can be whatever we want to be?
When I seen how we was playing like Big Ten teams, once I seen how physical we were with teams, like, although we lost, physically we were dominating, and I kind of, you know, watched film, evaluate, and I was like, yeah, we can be different.
How does it feel to being a player-led team? And I mean, just seeing you guys on the sideline, especially on the defense and the way you guys interact, how is that different? Why is that important for this football team, for you guys to be that?
I mean, sometimes it be feeling different. Like, so you'll think a coach gonna say something to you, and he don't. But he waiting on you to say something to the group. So it'd be weird at times, but I feel like that brings out the best in everybody. Cause you know, they coaches, but we did those mad drills. We did all those hard workouts together. So, you know, just leading each other, I feel like it just raises the standard day in and day out.
How would you describe your journey from when you're that high school kid getting the recruit, or just getting those offers, playing 1 year of high school football to where you are now?
Oh, it's crazy. I'm going to do a book on my life after football. It's crazy for sure.
What are you going to write about?
I don't know. It's going to be a little biography, though. I'm going to figure it out.
Well, what do you hope people take away from your story then?
Just keep working. No matter what happens, just keep working. Because I faced a lot of adversity behind the scenes, like off the field, that nobody really know about. So no matter what, just keep working. Sun gonna shine another day.
How did you get through that yourself? I mean, what made you fight through that and keep working?
Really just, so when those things was happening, I was always like texting the guys, like hanging with them, Ty Nash, like the whole D-line group, they was there for me when nobody was. So I mean, just being grateful for them.
How much does it translate to the football field when you guys are there for each other in that regard and off the field? How much does it translate to on the field?
On the field is like when somebody mess up or something and they know they messed up, you know, you don't want to just go off on the guy. So you talk to him like brother to brother, like, hey, you got to pick it up. You know, that makes them not shut down, makes them kind of open up even more.
Does it make you want to fight for them too, though, the fact that they were there for you during those hard times?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, my God. My God.
What's it been like playing alongside guys that have been here together and have gone through so much together, like Nash and Ty and you?
I mean, it's different because, you know, we've been through the storm. Us three, we'd have been through it all. So, I mean, you know, we just keep each other going. You know, we hang a lot off the field and we just talk about life, like outside of football, and it just keeps us going.
All right, let's circle back to this week and this matchup again against you and I. You talk about a nameless, faceless opponent, but what are the goals of the defense this week? What do you need to accomplish this week to continue to grow and be where you guys want to be?
We just want to be better than last week. Just like they said, this Tuesday had to be better than last Tuesday. So, you know, just coming in this week, not being complacent, just keep stacking.
Awesome. Great stuff. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks to Jamari Butler for sitting down with us for this week's Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Husker Athletics.